Unwinding by W.F. Harvey. Like many other bachelors of 40, I have a horror of parlour games. My worst nightmare, for I have unfortunately a whole dream stable full of them, is to be pursued down endless corridors by a maiden lady who wishes me to join herself and two elder sisters at Halma. After Halma, and a game I played one evening 15 years ago called Ludo, my pet aversion is Unwinding. What are the rules? Why, simplicity itself. Someone thinks of ham and eggs. That reminds me of my landlady, and she in return reminds my neighbour of Sarah Gamp. And so you proceed until you arrive at the North Pole, or some other equally remote point, when you unwind, going through all the nonsense again backwards way. The game, however, has one advantage. You see the curious way in which some people's memories work. And with this as an introduction, I will tell you the only story I know about a parlour game. If you are a naturalist, you may be acquainted with the name of Charles Thornycroft, the author of the 3-volume treatise on British spiders. His name also features in the clergy list as vicar of Willaston Parver, but it is to the former fact that he owes the 5 lines in last year's edition of Who's Who. Although he is almost an old man now, his friends hardly notice the change, for he has always had an old man's characteristics, a certain garrulity in anecdote, great mismanagement in business affairs, coupled with an extreme degree of absent-mindedness. For 20 years, the Reverend Charles Thornycroft has held the living of Willaston Parver, declining all offers of preferment, for Willaston Fen lies on the borders of his parish, and Willaston Fen is one of the few remaining breeding grounds of 2 species of butterfly that are rapidly becoming extinct. Besides his spiders and his library, the vicarage is large enough to give shelter to Mrs. Thornycroft and her 3 daughters. Charming girls, in spite of the atmosphere of mixed hockey and parish small talk in which they live. Last year, my customary visit to Willaston coincided with Millicent's 2nd birthday party. By that, I do not mean that Millicent, in clerical parlance, was standing upon the threshold of her 2nd year, for she was 15 and very proud of the fact. But it was her overflow party, when her grown-up friends were called in to eat all of the fragments that remained. The arrangement was excellent, for the guests on the 1st occasion, with girlish indiscretion, devoured everything that was indigestible, leaving to their elders on the following day a safe.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?